Bad Seed. What's up?
Hey, how are you? Hey, how are you?
I'm Scotty. This is Elliot.
Yeah, that's me.
Why do you sound like the biggest simp in the fucking world when you introduce?
Oh, it's me.
Well, you know, because we can't both be tough guys all the time, Scotty. You know?
We can.
I mean, we could.
We could.
All right. Well, hey, what's up? My name's Elliot. Fuck you.
Yep. You're really hitting.
Did that work?
Nope.
Did that hit?
Yeah. This episode is about, literally strictly about, what you can do with $600.
Mm-hmm.
And as, you know, maybe you don't know, I don't know, but, you know, the stimulus checks.
Yes, we're getting another round of stimulus to the citizens of our great country.
Yes.
And the American people.
America.
And, well, they cut it in half because apparently we've been fucking up or something. I don't know.
Right.
They cut our allowance in half. They said, you know what? You guys got real spoiled with that $1,200. We saw how much food you bought your family. So yeah, this time we're going to give you six. But there's a lot of things you can do with $600.
Yeah, there's a shitload. But I want to start on this note. My co-star today said that, and it's the worst one I've ever seen. So today's a great day. It says, it's terrible now. It's always been terrible.
What the fuck is a co-star?
It's like an astrology, like an Aries thing.
Okay, let's just fucking put this whole band in reverse.
I just looked at it and that's what it told me. I was like, thank you.
So you, it's called what? OnStar?
No, well, they probably moved over.
I think, yeah. Is it folded into each other? You get,
no? Do you get a?
If your tire goes flat, can you ask Zeus or whatever to help you?
You can.
It'd probably do you more good.
Actually, a shitload of people actually do.
So you use an astrology app.
I don't use it. I just look at it sometimes.
That's using it. Do you click the icon?
I'm not like a, it's not like a TikTok for me.
What time were you born?
7:37 a.m.
Oh my God. All right.
Well, my moon sign is an Aries as well.
Oh, you're a double Aries.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah. Oh, that, you know what? It's funny you say that. Cause a lot of people say that.
No, it's always, you know, a lot of people say stuff, but it still doesn't mean anything.
I know it's the same thing as, sports, like, oh, you're a Dallas fan. Oh boy. We're gonna have to,
I mean,
it's either they really fight or they're being silly and not wanting to fight.
Oh, right, right. Well, has this like devolved into like sort of different sets? Like, can you rep Aries and really go at it with Leos? Is that a thing?
I don't know if they really do that. I'm sure it's on paper somewhere.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Where are you from? Aries.
Yeah. April. I'm from April. All right. So, yeah, this episode, let's get back on track.
We're talking about something.
It didn't hit the way I wanted it to. I just wanted to say how bad everything.
Well, you just casually dropped.
How bad everything's going.
It's like my horoscope said today, and I was like, what the fuck? What did you say?
Yeah. So, there are many things that are under $600 in this world.
It's true.
And, you know, outside of this world as well.
Yeah, you can buy a star.
I bought an ex-girlfriend a star one time.
Did you?
Yeah. I was like 17, and I used the library computer.
Did it get repossessed?
Probably, because I don't think they got payment. It was before the prepaid cards kind of.
Oh, before they figured out people were scamming?
Yeah. I was like, yeah, the money's on there, but now it's not. So, yeah, let's pop into this. So, the first thing that I looked up that you could buy with $600, which, you know, you can buy one of something or you can buy a bunches of something.
True.
Cheese printer.
Cheese printer.
American cheese printer. You load pieces of cheese into it. All right. And you can print pictures on it.
Your phone. It looks like, if you've ever worked in a restaurant, it looks like a ticket machine.
Yes.
That you put your phone on top of.
And you put cold pieces of cheese in it. And it's funny.
How much is that item?
This item is with our budget of $600, mm-hmm. this item, we could buy 75 of these.
Okay, well, we'll give the price first, then
it's $7.99.
It's $7.99?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna need a link to that.
Well, I feel like you're gonna say that a shitload.
Yeah, this is gonna be bad. I'm gonna actually spend my $600 on a lot of this stuff.
The next thing I found is a People of Walmart adult coloring book.
Oh.
So, you know, the whole website that's out there, yeah. It's just basically just pictures of from around here, Walmart.
Right.
And
Cookie Monster sweatpants.
Yeah, yeah, there's a bunch of that stuff. And, that is $10. So you could buy 60 of those.
And just have them.
And just have them. Thank you.
You can just color them and color them. And color them.
And color them. The next thing I found, which is very cool. Okay, I'm going to read the description.
How
first.
Cool?
This Wait. Cool. An average high five doesn't cut it in... Fuck you. Start over.
Yeah, back it up.
An average high five doesn't cut it in above average situations. This creative hand attachment fills the air with an explosive confetti for the high fives that come as results of the best news.
Oh, I need that for after sex.
It's this.
It's a confetti cannon.
And it fills with confetti and you high five and it pops up in the air.
Can you imagine how fucking scared someone would be if they didn't know that was attached to your hand
or
and it went off?
How many friends you lose? Because friends don't really. I don't like to get confetti on my friends.
What, you don't like to celebrate?
Dude,
that's definitely the straightest thing you've ever said.
Have you ever seen me celebrate?
Well, no, I guess not.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what you call it, but.
All right. What do I have next? I have, it's an old Asian man wall decal.
How old? He's very
middle-aged. I don't know why paternal. It says old.
I feel like he would call and check on you a lot. He seems nice.
Yeah. He's probably extremely nice. And, this goes for, where are we at? This goes for $59. So I can buy 10 of these for $600.
Oh, okay. And then you can just have them in every room of the house.
I can put them. Yeah. Honestly, you could put them all together and you can practice your stand up.
Just sort of fan them like playing cards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Make it look like the Mighty Morphin Power Ranger cover of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You could do a lot with that.
Oh, all right, that's sketchy.
That's on the agenda.
Yes, it is.
No, I'm not going to do weird stuff. I just want one.
The next one I have is a rotor wipe.
You have my attention.
Yeah, it's a device that you connect to your toilet, and it has a speed. And it has bristles.
Nope, nope.
And it goes around your buttocks hole.
It's a belt sander for it's a table sander for your asshole.
No, sir. You save $284 a year on toilet paper alone.
Look me in the eye when I say this. I would shower every time I shit before I use that. And you know I'll fucking do it.
Bro, it's dishwasher safe.
Oh, God. Oh, you better run it on the hot cycle.
What the fuck ever. That is also $7.99, so I can almost get around 75 of those.
Okay, so here's the thing. If I put a pneumatic circular shit brush on our toilet that we share, You wouldn't be upset
no,
about that?
You take it off and you put it in your room after you're done with it.
Obviously, I would hang it up like some sort of a shitty fucking horse saddle in my room and just let it sort of marinate.
It's leather. I don't know.
It's true.
If it was leather, that'd be tight. What else I have? Passive aggressive notepad.
Oh, isn't that what you're writing in now?
Oh, yeah. That's literally all I have. Yeah, but... But yeah, you just avoid conflict, and it says, "Dear Shane, there's an example you might want to consider." And then it says things like cleaning up after yourself and trying meditation, improving your hygiene, smiling once in a while, listening to others, getting a life.
So it's like a dry snitching form.
Yes, and then you can do a physical comment. And it says, lately, I've noticed that you ate all the candy.
Can I be honest? I feel like this would be a good tool for us.
Actually, you know. And I would hate it if someone had to sulk, write another note.
I would hate if someone
Hold
had
on.
To write
it. Yeah, it gets better. Write another note, retaliate, call the cops. And then they actually confront you. Sincerely, The Office. Kisses and hugs. Right. And then there's also an anonymous, which I feel like that would get used a lot more.
Yeah, people don't want to... I've left some angry notes before. Oh, okay. They were free form.
Yeah, it was on Yelp.
No, I don't snitch. Even about restaurants.
Anyways, that was $11.20, so I can get
that was $11. How was the shit brush cheaper than that?
I don't know, man. I don't know, man. But you can get 54 of those for $600. Yes. Okay. You can get a realistic dog head mask. This dog head is so realistic, it'll look like you sent your dog in your place to the costume party. It's 100% latex. Making it environmentally friendly and non-toxic as it is creepy, 100%.
Let's take a look at that.
Yeah, it's right here.
Okay. All right, so that's like a poodle, right? Yeah. Like a poodle with 80s hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
And very, very white. It's an all-white poodle.
Yep, I don't want it.
And, yeah, I think...
Is that worth $16? And, you know, breaking it down, $16, I can get 35 of these.
Well, let's just put it this way. If you get 35 of your closest friends.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
To all wear those and go somewhere, you can pretty much take whatever you want. So it might be a good investment.
The vision in these, though.
It's probably limited.
Yeah. I don't want to go anywhere.
And the smell of how much was it?
$16.
The smell of a $16 latex mask.
Well,
is sort of indescribable unless you've ever, it's,
that's not my fault.
You know,
I didn't make these rules. Next one I have is a taco holder attachment for a butt plug.
All right. So wrap that one around again. What was that?
It's a taco attachment.
Mm-hmm.
For a butt plug.
Okay. All right.
But you can clip anything in there you want, but it's just a little, it's like that.
Is it a roach clip on the end?
It looks like a roach clip or like a money clip, but bigger and for an ass.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
It's like a money ass clip. It's like a taco ass clip.
It's almost like, oh, hold on. I have to check my other wallet.
Yeah.
Well, wait, I'm sure I had a 20.
I keep a little bit in there, too.
I'm sure I had a 20 somewhere.
It's called a savings account.
Is that what you mean when you're like, hold on, I got to go empty out my savings?
Oh, yeah. So the pricing here is a little weird because that's $35.
For the butt plug with the roach clip?
Because if you're putting something in, and if you're inserting inside of yourself.
You don't want a cheap
one. You want top of the line. You
want good material.
You don't want anything under $14.
And also, a lot of the times you want to kind of stray away from the novelty side of it. That's where you're going to run into some problems.
Well,
and when you're, you know what I mean?
Yeah, somebody mixed taco holders and ass stuff.
Yeah, somebody was filling out an order form.
Somebody was filling out a lot.
Well,
And you can get 17 of those for $600.
So
Elliot, what do you have? Like, I know you have some. Well, I got something.
I got a few. Mine, I went on, let's just say the pricier side. Let's say you want to, like me, if I get $600 out of the clear blue sky, right? And I'm doing okay. Which
I wouldn't say it's the clear blue sky, but yeah, go ahead.
Well, okay. Just in this scenario, you know, I would feel bad about spending the whole 600 in one pop.
Yeah.
But I could kind of justify, you know, a $300 or $400 purchase.
Right. Yeah.
So, me being a huge, movie and television guy,
ooh,
I found a couple, just the two that really stuck out were, you can get a miniature replica of the Seinfeld set, which is about 16 by 5 inches. So it's real, it's small. But it's $400, and it's Jerry's apartment. It looks just like Jerry's apartment.
This is what you looked up when I said, hey, let's do an episode about the...
This is what I would, yeah. What did you expect me to look at?
No, something. Like, I say that, like, the shit I'm saying is beneficial, but...
right, what do you can buy 37 butt plugs, and then I say my first one, and you're like, oh, is that what we're going to do? Is that we're not going to take this serious?
Are you showing me a picture of this, or what?
I just described it. You don't need to see a picture of it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You
didn't have to see the fucking dog mask, either.
You can get you can get signed Jean-Claude Van Damme Bloodsport trunks.
Yeah.
For $363.
That is a steal.
It really is.
I would buy, yeah. Yeah, you can get one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it's called quality.
Right. Well, sometimes, yeah. So.
A screen printed on, like signature.
It's off the number one. Okay, well, here's the ones. Here, this will satisfy you.
Okay.
Because it's a lot of something.
Yeah.
Okay?
They usually are.
You can get 50,000 pieces of paper, printer paper, for $600. 50,000, Scotty.
You can buy 600 lottery tickets.
Well, dollar ones, sure.
Yeah. If they were cheaper, you can get more.
Dude, we're so good at math. I'm so glad we decided to do a math-based episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. But what else do you have?
I got a lot. Slice those sewer snakes off with ease with this poop knife.
I feel real stupid for reading any, to be honest with you.
Why?
I you knew what you were doing in this episode. I should have just sat the fuck down and listened. No. All right, go ahead. So say that again. What is it?
Slice those snoozers. Okay. Snoozer snakes. With ease, with this poop knife, this game-changing poo tool will make sure every Lincoln log gets chopped down to a good size so you can flush, basically. It's just a plastic poop knife for $19.
I would have very little use for that.
Why?
Because it's rarely solid.
And then, this is great marketing, if you... scroll over, it says it's a real thing, www.originalpoopknife.com.
I like that there's imitators. There's like, there's guys that's like, we got to get on this poop knife thing.
Yeah.
They're really starting to corner the market. We'll never have another chance.
Titan really tried to pop into it.
So do you know where the poop knife comes from? It's a Reddit post. A guy's
I don't know that.
His girlfriend's family kept a knife on the back of the toilet.
What, do you cut it like an apple?
You just mush it around.
Okay.
It's like, when you're,
hold on, what noise would that make? It'd be like this. Hold on. Okay.
See, that makes me think you've done it before, because that was...
sometimes things get stuck. That's $19.99, and you can buy...
What? What? How many can you buy?
You buy 30. You buy 30 fucking poop knives for whatever you want.
You can bury yourself like an Egyptian shit prince surrounded by 30 poop knives for $600.
The next one I have, is the next time you threaten to open a can of whoop ass on someone, follow through by popping the top on a can of whooping cream.
Whooping cream.
This actual can of whoop ass is filled with compost to help your anger bloom into something more productive, like weeds and into backyard gardens.
What?
I don't know. It's $6 and you can get 86 of them. It's a can of whoop ass.
Oh, it's a literal can of whoop ass.
Yeah, it says whoop ass on it.
Yeah, it says parentheses, a can.
Yeah, well, you know. The next one I have is the sarcastic magic eight ball.
Oh, okay. What sort of answers does this pop up with?
If you're more swayed by sass than by sage wisdom, you need an eight ball that is going to tell you like it is.
Yeah.
Well, this one just says you wish.
So it's a 90s teenager
as, eight ball. As if.
Yeah. Later, skater. It's fucking outdated.
Later, skater. Get the fuck out of here. Well, that's $75.
What? What the fuck?
And I can get 100. Wait, no, that math is. I got that. Yeah. I got that math wrong.
It's pretty far down the page, though. So that's pretty great.
No, I can get 8 of those. Okay. I can get
eight balls. That's
eight,
nice.
8 balls, yes. the next one is a millennial Monopoly.
Been playing that my whole life.
Yeah. Well, this is a kind of screenshot of the board that you would get.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a...
I am getting bored.
Well.
No, I'm...
Well, all right, cool. So some of the places you can stay is the cheaper ones is parents' basement, friend's couch. You can get the bike share.
Ooh.
You can thrift shop. there's still community chests. You can go to the farmer's market, the vegan bistro, the vegetarian bistro.
Ooh.
You can go to karaoke club. You can chant still. The bike share, yoga studio, animal rescue. You get it.
Mm.
Yeah. Live, work, loft.
I tell you what.
3-day music festival is one of them, and that's like boardwalk.
That's the expensive one?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's the best thing you can look forward to as a millennial.
Week-long meditation retreat is the biggest.
I love not sharing an apartment with 5 people is like owning a mansion to a millennial. Like that is... Pretty fucking great.
Yeah, that's $34. I can get 17 of those.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's good. Next one, breakable prop beer bottles.
Oh, sugar glass.
Sugar glass.
Oh, how much
six
are these?
Packs. It sounds so dumb.
What?
They're $175 for 6 of them.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you know.
Why don't these fucking actors just sack up and take a real bottle to the head?
Well, you know.
If it's costing them that much.
I can get 3.4 six packs.
I know you can. I've watched you do it.
Yeah.
But wait, so they're spending that much money on shatterglass.
Shatterglass.
I just feel like, you know, put a hat on their head and do it.
Rubber cement.
You can do a lot of things. If you put a napkin in a bottle, it won't cut you when it breaks.
Who the fuck told you that?
I just made it up right now. Okay. So try it.
Yeah, if you put... Boy, oh yeah, that's good. I've got a couple more. These are getting a little fun. I know one of these... is I forgot, sorry. I found some reviews on the taco butt plug.
Yes, I was literally just thinking about wanting to talk about that more.
Yep. Okay,
so if you could just backtrack to that. Did you have a photo of it?
December fuck, did I
I never saw the actual photo. I mean, I could look it up too. I'm sure yeah. there's not. I'm sure the market's not flooded. Like, is this the taco ass plug you were talking about?
Yeah. Well, here we go. Yes, this is it right here.
Oh okay. So it's a.
Yeah.
Hmm.
All right. Let me read these and then, say something. Yes. All right. Not only was it a genius idea, but the extra treats were especially entertaining. I'm no butt queen, but this is fun.
I'm no butt queen, but.
And it's an old lady.
Well, young at heart.
Well, young at fart.
If you're letting somebody eat tacos mm-hmm. out of an ass platter.
Right. Heather says, "This is amazing. My husband got a good laugh. He couldn't believe I actually bought it. And I love that it came with Taco Bell sauce."
Oh, my God.
And it comes in a Taco Bell wrapper.
Oh, my God. Just wrapped up like a Crunchwrap Supreme.
Oh, and I don't understand what those cards are, but it looks like there's a shart happening on these cards.
Yeah, it's two people facing each other, both having explosive diarrhea out of their ass. Away from each other, no, luckily.
And it's basically it's telling you how your shit will come out if you have explosive Taco Bell diarrhea with a butt plug in. It separates.
Oh, it's like it's like how they have to drain Niagara Falls every few years.
Yeah, well,
or every century.
No, you know, like you have your hose outside and you have different settings of how you want the water to come out.
Yeah, different things for different jobs.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want a hard spray all the time.
No hard sprays. I get it.
Is that all the review?
No, there's more. That's the only ones.
Those are the good ones, the cream of the crop.
Yeah, those are the choice nugs.
The cream of the bottom.
cream of the bottom, yeah.
I mean, look, you know, let's face it, guys. Butt plugs are boring. You know, they just go in there and they stay there.
That's the first time someone said that this year.
Well, I mean, I'm just, you know, it seems like nowadays they've always got to have a tail on them or...
Right. You got to be a fox. Who wants to be a fox? Yeah. Nobody wants to be a fucking fox.
Or like a Rudolph nose.
When's the last time you saw a fox?
I don't know. Are there foxes around here? There's raccoons. I've seen a lot of raccoons.
Yeah, well.
None of them had butt plugs in.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
That would be investigated, I feel like. Who did this?
Yeah, don't be doing that. All right. Well, all right. So the last one I have, it's pretty cut and dry. You can't really botch this one too much. It's called the DIY vasectomy kit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Get into it.
That's it.
There's no description.
No.
Just
it ships from China.
Oh,
it's $7.99.
What, it doesn't say what's in it?
Probably something sharp and probably some kind of something to,
I hope, disinfectant.
Oh yeah, maybe I can get 75.09 of these.
So you can vasectomize a lot of your friends.
Yeah, honestly, if that's the biggest party trick.
Who wants a vasectomy?
Yeah, just like, oh, he kept his shoes on.
He kept his shoes on?
Yeah, you know, when you like draw on people's face.
What? I have no fucking earthly idea what you're saying. What
really?
You
no, about? If you pass out at a party with your shoes on.
Oh, right. Yes. Okay. We've talked about this. I don't know if this rule is generally known.
No, this is worldwide.
Okay. But just clarify the rule in case people don't know.
The rule is if you pass out at a party with your shoes on, You're down to clown.
You're free game.
Yeah, you're free game.
People can
okay.
fuck
also,
with you
hold up.
No.
Free people game can't. Sounds so fucking horrible.
No. People can't like molest you or anything. But
yeah, but they, that I think that's what most of this vasectomy kit is for. Is for pranks.
Oh, it's so it's like you leave it on the counter.
No.
For somebody to find.
No. Well, if somebody passes out, you snip them.
Or like, yeah. Oh, you mean like if your best friend's been trying for a baby for a while. and you just like just give him a snip snip, and he doesn't know it, and he gets then like his marriage falls apart,
right?
And then he starts drinking.
Right. Well, yeah.
I love pranks.
But there's sick prank.
Dude, it was so sick. Anyway, this is your intervention.
Yeah, right.
Sorry.
Let's
sorry,
knock it Gary. All out in one shot, you know. Well, yeah, that's a good, you know, there are many things you can buy. You just went to the dollar store. What'd you see?
Not a lot of hope.
Okay.
No, I what did I see at the dollar store? You get a lot of good kid stuff. You can probably get about well 600 Minnie Mouses. I noticed that. I bought two meats at the dollar store, ham and salami.
And the other stuff.
Oh no, it's ham and bologna. Ham and bologna.
Right.
You can get a lot of ham and bologna. With your 600.
You know, bologna is just hot dog pancakes.
Yeah, that's why I bought it.
Okay.
Because I, you know.
Hot dog roll-ups.
Hot dog roll.
That's all it is.
Yeah, I like to bite eyes out of it and make a little mask and scare people. I'm bologna man.
I'm what?
Bologna man.
I'm bologna man. That's not funny.
No, not at all. Actually, my trip to Dollar Tree wasn't very funny.
Why?
Like, not one person was smiling in there. Have you ever been in a store where not a single soul is having a good time?
Yeah, like the first week of quarantine, like going to a Food Lion.
Right.
And every essential worker is just like, fuck me.
I don't mean the employees. The employees were, Maggie, she was really nice. The lady who checked me out.
I've been to a store and saw everybody unhappy.
Yeah. I mean, the general public
QT, goddammit. That's all it is.
I've seen some pretty happy people outside of QT.
There's always the best line. No, people have their shit down to a T at a QT.
Yeah, they have it down to a QT.
A QT. They're like, all right, we have 20 seconds. We're going to, hey, man. And then they pop into it real quick.
Yeah. Politicians call it a stump speech. It's a speech they give in every city while they're campaigning.
As quick as they can.
Yep. It's a short speech. Mm-hmm. It is the exact same every time. And they fucking pump it and dump it. And whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, I was pumping gas. This guy pops up. He's like, hey, man. And they always have an exact amount of change that they have and what they need to get to where they're going.
Yeah.
And as soon as I, like, he got, you know, maybe a paragraph in real quick, and I was like, nah, man. He, like, his eyes went to the next person that he saw and went, and I heard him say it again.
There was a
that's very cool.
I went to our gas station next to the house.
Our gas station.
It's our gas station. They know our names.
Destoe.
Destoe. Well, they know my name, and they say your roommate.
It's Destoe.
Yeah. So I walked in there one night, and there was a guy who was hassling, like, the one of the girls was trying to check somebody out, and he kept, like, talking, trying to get money or whatever. And I knew he was going to walk up to me. And so I already knew what I was going to say before he even walked over to me. But he was like,
what's up, Chuck?
And look, I'm not usually a dick to people panhandling, but don't come inside the store and bother the people while they're trying to do their job.
Right.
You know? And so he walked up and he was like, hey man, he like took the deep breath to give the spiel.
With the one shake of the head.
Yeah. He was like, man, so tonight, and I was like, I'm not the one, buddy.
I'm not the one.
And he was like, what? I was like, I got nothing for you. And he was like, I hate this fucking gas station, and like stormed away from me. I was like, I wasn't trying to be rude. I just literally, I knew I didn't want him to waste his time.
Well, I mean, you could just put it on your mask. Say no.
No, no, thank you.
No, thank you.
That would be a good mask.
Yeah. That'd be a good gas station mask for sure.
Yeah. Well, if they wore them at our store.
Oh, yeah.
At our store.
At our store. I just though. Well, so it's like almost Christmas.
Yeah, it sure is, isn't it? I'm looking at a Christmas tree right now.
Yeah. Very purple.
Well, a Christmas bush.
Ooh. Yeah.
I like it.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's been knocked over.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, not by us.
Yeah, which is very surprising, bro.
Yeah, I've never knocked over a Christmas tree before. I've fucked up a lot of things, but I've never pulled down a Christmas tree. Like some sort of horny cat.
Like some horny National Lampoon's cat.
Right. Like some sort of fucking horned up Garfield.
Oh.
Just.
You know, Garfield and Odie always fucked. You know that, right? They kept it low on the reg.
They were doing it kiddie style.
Oh, what is kiddie style, my dude?
It's where you rub your asses together. And purr.
Have you ever had to pour hot water on dogs?
Are you talking about to get them to stop humping each other?
Well, to get the dick out of the other.
Oh yeah, because it can lock in sometimes. The dick out of the... You said get the dick out of the whatchamacallit. What's the other thing? Did you think a dog's vagina was called something besides vagina? Yeah.
It's K-nice instead of K-9. Whatever.
You know, when the dick gets stuck in the icky thing.
The other thing. That's not... I know what it's called. I'm kidding. I know what it's called, dude. I know what it's called. I just, you know... I didn't want to say two bad words.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, right. I think we're getting close to the bad word limit.
Mm-hmm. What does it say? 37?
37, yeah.
37 bad words so far.
So basically, some behind the scenes. This show was incepted and recorded within 2 hours, and I completely misunderstood the premise.
Well, why?
Well, because what you did was, which I enjoy very much, you Googled novelty items.
No,
and then saw how many you could buy for $600. Oh, oh, he's falling apart.
Dropped my goddamn phone.
Okay, he's falling apart.
All right, no. Look at this. All right. Let me show you novelty. Okay. Show me your ad. Show me your fucking Amazon cart right now.
I think I have. Oh, I did. Oh, you know what I put in my Amazon cart?
What?
A ski mask and black gloves.
Okay.
Which added up to $35.
Mine's just Funko Pops. That's it. And a personalized a watch. Yeah, so I wouldn't say it's too novelty because that's all my fucking shit is.
Wait, no. I'm saying like the taco butt plug is in your Amazon cart right now?
Well, no, it's not, but it's something I would look up.
Right. Oh, like I see
if I went down a rabbit hole on Amazon, that would pop up in there.
Can you buy rabbit holes?
Like a fake rabbit hole with fake grass and
like
I did see a putt-putt, like a kind of a mat for when you shit. Mm. And it comes with little
do you have to shit on the floor?
No, you sit on your toilet and it goes around your toilet and it's green grass and you has a hole that you put over here and it's like all connected together and you can use the little club to like try and get it in the hole while you shit.
How big are people's bathrooms?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I'm not.
My knees touch the sink when I shit in our bathroom.
Right. Well, they're supposed to go on the.
Oh, I'm still sitting too far forward, I think.
Right.
That's why there's all the yelling.
Yeah, that's true. That's it. What? That's all the yelling? What? What's something that. Oh, the next episode that we got lined up. Let's give him a little thing about that. Huh?
Oh yeah, you go first.
Okay. Yeah, like always. Okay.
No, I remember. I just don't want to say too much. I definitely remember what we talked about.
Say too much. It's going to be the best of and worst of 2020.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
No, you just didn't fucking remember.
Yeah, I didn't. Absolutely.
You didn't remember at all. That means you've done no research.
I've been researching all year long.
Yeah. All right. That's like somebody like that's like a teacher yelling at a kid saying, "Why aren't you taking notes?" And then the kid just like tapping their head.
Like, or like when a server takes your order and doesn't write it down, you're like, "I just want to leave."
No, I haven't thought about this before this conversation I had with this college kid. He straight up told me that when the professor writes on the board, he sets up his phone to like video record it.
Yeah, that's what everybody does now.
I fucking never thought about that. I think about school and I think about somebody with a notepad just like writing shit down.
Oh yeah, well yeah, nobody writes things down. It's
God, all... at that point, isn't it fucking an online class?
Well, sure, except you know, you're living that college life.
I guess so.
That Van Wilder,
yeah,
thing,
right?
Which you know. Maybe I'll go back and graduate, and I'll be Van Wilder.
If you shaved, you could definitely get into on a campus.
If I shaved, there it limits me a lot. Like
what?
Talking to people.
Why?
I don't like a clean face, Scotty.
I've noticed.
Yeah, I like my face to be fluffy.
Right. You look like a Care Bears uncle.
Oh yeah,
kind of.
Okay. Oh, that's pretty good. What emblem would be on my stomach?
Like a little bit of all of them, like a gummy bear that just has all the colors in it.
It's melted.
Yeah, it's just like a brown something, like a whatever the fuck it is.
A gummy bear that's given up.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
like really no. It's like all the shapes but no shapes.
That's true.
All the colors but no colors.
That's true. If I go from sitting to standing, all my shapes change. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's the look.
Yeah, I'm like Stretch Armstrong, but not strong.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, I've got nothing for that. If you yourself have any categories that you would like to contribute to this, Let's go through what we already have, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's do that. Let's
pop into that.
Let's just look at all the stuff we've written down.
No. Okay, I see what you just did there. Best mic slip of 2020.
Best mic slip.
Mic slip. I'd say, you know, somebody saying something they weren't supposed to. That's exactly
what. Oh, I know exactly which one I would pick.
Okay, well, shut up.
I can't wait.
Okay, best TikTok.
Yeah, I got
some. I feel like that's a big one.
Yeah.
Best hair. Best quarantine food.
Are you hoping that you get picked for best hair?
Yes, I'm not going to lie to you, yes.
It's not going to happen.
All right, well, we'll see. Best dead person of the year. Best alive person of the year.
Best living person.
Yeah. Best Pokestop. Best Bulma shirt. Best face paint job. What? Okay, I was a little drunk. Best Good Charlotte song.
That's going to be hard to pick. That's a competitive category.
It really is. Best friends. I wrote best hair twice, dude. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, because you're really fucking jockeying for it. You're like, boy, I hope it's like a big funny joke where I have the best hair.
Best tall girls. Best Christmas gifts. Best video game.
I wrote down best Karen.
Best Karen. Best album. Best socks. Your favorite pair of socks. Best music video. Lots of things. If you can think of anything else, please put it in our comments.
Anything else? Anything worth being bested?
Yeah, bested.
We'll best it on the show.
You're going to get invested instead of in fifth.
It's going to be like, you know that show, I Love the 80s?
Yeah.
It's going to be like that, except it's going to be two dudes you don't know. Wait, that is like that show. It's going to be just like that show,
it's going to be just like VH1, I Love the 80s.
Except for Michael Ian Black won't be here.
Yeah.
But we do know Michael Black, so maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Probably not. Again, yeah, if you have any categories, please put it on our latest post on Instagram at Bad Seed Podcast, and please like, subscribe, renew subscription
yes
to Elliot's OnlyFans.
hey, ooh, chill,
yeah,
man.
Well, yeah, it's from the neck down, guys, and it's and it's mukbang.
Yeah, I eat things with my man tits.
Yeah. All right, Elliot, you got anything else you want to say to all these couple
peeps? Thank you for listening, as always, and we will be back before the new year with this outstanding best of episode. So look forward to that.
It's gonna be a slobber knocker. It's gonna,
well, best slobber knocker. Write that down.
Best slobber knocker.
That'll work. Jerry.
Yeah. Well, that best. Jerry's dead, by the way.
You know my favorite. Jerry Springer's not dead.
Jerry Springer died.
Jerry Springer's not dead.
Yes, he is.
You do this all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna fall for it.
Whatever.
Actually, now I kind of think he did die. No, now I don't know what to believe.
Honestly, he's probably a dead person. Thank you very much for listening, and see you later in the engine.